Ecclesiastes chapter 6, Solomon says, I've concluded that in this world there is much injustice. God gives somebody wealth, honour and property and whatever he wants, but then doesn't let him live to enjoy it, and a stranger enjoys it instead. This is vanity and it is wrong. So he doesn't stop believing that God exists, but he's very critical of God. And this isn't how it should be. If we believe in God, one of the most fundamental things to believe is that God is love. And to judge God in terms of how much God gives you in this life, in a material sense, is simply wrong. And that is not right, that God is unjust. A man may have 100 children and live a long time to a great age, but no matter how long he lives, if he doesn't find happiness and doesn't have a decent burial, then a dead-born baby is better off than him. You see, all the time, Solomon is talking about life now and judging how good life is by your experiences now. He's got no hope for the kingdom. He doesn't factor in that, well, this life is just like it is, but there's going to be eternal life in the future when there will be justice, etc., etc. So he goes on, it does that baby that dies at birth no good to be born. It disappears into darkness when it's forgotten. It never sees the light or knows what life is like, but it's found rest. That's better than the man who never has a happy life, even though he lives thousands of years. They all go to the same place. Well, again, that is just a view of life that is so skeptical, because he is not factoring in the fact that Jesus is going to come back, raise the dead, judge them, and give people everlasting life in God's kingdom. And so that's the problem with him. He's not like his father David, who loved to think about the kingdom and looked forward to the promises that were made to him that one day there would be Jesus. But unfortunately, Solomon seems to think that he was the Messiah. He doesn't look forward, therefore, to Jesus. And unlike his father, he wasn't humbled by his sins. He didn't repent for his sins. He didn't need, so he thought, the grace of God. A man does all his labour just to eat, but he's never got enough. Is a wise man actually better off than a fool? What good does it do for a poor man to know about wisdom? It's useless. It's a chasing after the wind. It's better to just be happy with what you have than to always want something else. So Solomon, who'd been given so much wisdom, now says, well, wisdom is stupid. Wisdom is a waste of time. Well, wisdom is just nothing. It doesn't actually help you. And this, again, is wrong. Because if we think that, well, the only thing that matters is me having a great life, and I don't care about knowing God's ways, well, this is an attitude of someone who only thinks about themselves and does not think about pleasing God. Then he goes on, whatever happens was already destined long ago. And a man can't argue with the one that's stronger than him. So I think he's saying, look, God's stronger than you. You can't change anything because God just forces it to happen. Well, again, that's not how it is. Remember how God said to Moses, I'm going to destroy Israel and make of you a greater nation. Moses prays to him for 40 days and says, no, don't do that. And God responds. So it's not the case that God just worked out existence in advance and forces us to sort of play our part like we're just puppets. He has given us free will. The longer you argue, the more useless it is, and you're no better off. And I think he's talking about, as he sees it, arguing with God, that it's vain, so he thinks, to have any dialogue with God. How can anyone know what is really best for man in this short, useless life? A life that just is quickly gone like a shadow. And who knows what will happen after death? Well, who knows what will happen after death? Well, those who believe the Bible, because the Bible is clear that although death is unconsciousness, God wants to give eternal life to his children. And so there is going to be a resurrection. Job came to this conclusion. But Solomon wants everything now. He doesn't want to look to the life that is ahead. And so he's really an example of how a lot of people think now. And was he happy? No, he dies bitterly unhappy. And the way to happiness is to recognize that this life does have meaning in that it's being used by God to prepare us for the life that is ahead forever and ever in God's kingdom when Jesus comes back.